Hi, I'm Dr. Jose Lugo Santiago, also a Chief Master Sergeant, retired. On behalf of the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight, welcome to So You Wanna Be the Chief, a podcast for leaders. It's important we start with purpose, so let's start with that. We want you to become an effective leader. This podcast is based on the book title, So You Wanna Be the Chief, written by Chief Master Sergeant retired Bob Vasquez. He serves as the host for interviews with a diverse group of leaders who share their perspectives and experiences in a candid and entertaining way. Warning, to know but not to do is not to know. So do apply these lessons.
Well, what a treat I have for you today. This is Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force number 19, Joanne Bass, who we've been friends on the internet and off online and all that stuff for many years. We've met, I think, a couple of times. But, you know, I'm glad we had that connection, Chief. First of all, congratulations on your recent retirement and your service for, what, 31 years?
31 years. Yes, yes.
You just didn't want to stay in any longer, huh?
No. I probably would have, like many of our airmen, would have stayed in until they made us leave. But, yeah. But you know, I served my tour, had the honor and privilege of a lifetime to do it, and it was time. And now we've got airmen and leaders all over the place who are ready to continue taking up the mantle. Yeah. So it was time. And my family will probably tell you it's time. For sure.
Yeah. Well, you have a young family for that position and that many years. One, your oldest daughter, I think, is in college. What, in Texas?
Yeah, she's in college in Texas.
Okay, and then your younger one is going to go to college here next year. So, it'll be a lot of fun, Chief. I've been there, done that, and maybe I should put "fun" in quotes.
Yeah. Well, you know the deal. When you have daughters, right? Like, I feel like they're best friends without any money. And so, you know the deal.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you intending to stay in the D.C. area for a while?
We are. We'll stay in D.C. probably for a couple years, figure out where we want to go. We do think Texas is going to be home. We're big fans of Texas. Who doesn't love Texas? And so we'll see. But we're just, you know, we're taking it one day at a time. We're trying to figure out what our new normal is, and we're really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of the topics that we wanted to talk about and is one of the lessons in the book is take care of yourself. And the important thing there, Chief, is first. Take care of yourself first, because, you know, I know I've been around a little bit, and I've realized more and more as years go by that if you don't take care of the vessel, no one will, and you're the only one that can. So take care of yourself first, especially right now. You know, chill out a little bit, enjoy not having to rush to the Pentagon every day at 100 miles an hour, and then eventually you'll figure out. I think your term was a normal. What's the new normal? I don't know that there is a normal, Chief, but nonetheless, whatever it is that you do every day on a regular basis, you'll get there eventually. So don't rush it.
I'm not. Hey, so first of all, Bob, before we begin, I just want to say thanks to you, right? Thanks to you, one of the chiefs who served before me and who helped set a foundation and helped make our Air Force what it is today. And here you are, years and years later, still pouring into our airmen, to service members, to people, to make them better. So thanks for doing this. Thanks for continuing to write your books, all of which I have, by the way. And thanks for doing this podcast, right? You're giving the investment of time, and that is the greatest gift that anybody could give anybody. So thanks for everything that you do, Bob, to make all of us better.
Well, I'm honored to be able to do it, Chief. And I'll continue on as long as I can. So so let's talk about that. Take care of yourself. Now, yeah. Gosh, I can't even – did you get the frequent flyer miles while you were the chief? Because you probably got like a $5 billion or something like that.
Yeah. So not all military aircraft. I wish we did. So my status went down on a lot of our stuff, but we flew a lot. You know, I had the privilege to be able to work with and watch Chief Master in the Air Force number 17 and 18 since I had a tour at the Pentagon. And both of them gave me really good advice, and they learned kind of their lessons, just like I've learned a lot of my lessons on what not to do sometimes. And they shared with me how being on the road and how pouring so much into a job that requires and demands a lot of you also requires and demands a lot of discipline to take care of yourself, and to sleep and to try to create a balance. And we all hear it, every single one of us, and yet we don't do, you know, our part sometimes. And so I love that you had a chapter in your book dedicated specifically for taking care of ourselves. In fact, I was talking to a group this morning. By the way, I'm sounding like a hypocrite already because I've been retired four weeks. But and this was really the first time, the first day. That's why I'm kind of dressed up a little bit. Where I spoke to, you know, a group this morning, and then I'm talking to you. And this very topic came up because it's important and it impacts every single one of us. And what I shared with them is, for 24 years in the Air Force, I did not get it right. I was almost a hypocrite because I would talk with my fellow wingmen. I would tell them, take care of yourself. And yet I wasn't doing the very thing I was telling them to do. Sure, I PT'd. Sure, I, you know, took care of my PT test. Sure, I slept. Sure, I was a good mom. And from the outside looking in, I probably looked like the whole package and I had it together. But sometimes as leaders, we're good at wearing a mask. And the only people who know the truth is our family. And so I'll never forget, I was a command chief at Goodfellow Air Force Base, and we were PCSing. There was something that must have happened because I remember my daughters telling me, like, Mom, like, you need to take care of you. And Mom, you're always working. And they've always said that. But for whatever reason, that particular day, it hit me and I was like, I need to be serious about taking care of me because I can't be the airman that I need to be if I'm not taking care of me. Right. I can't be the wife that I need to be if I'm not taking care of me. And I certainly can't be the mother or the friend or the sister. And so I started then, Bob, like 24 years in the Air Force, being serious about taking care of me. I'm a big fan of the comprehensive airman fitness pillars, like, you know, physical, social, spiritual, mental. If any one of those pillars is off, if any one of them is not balanced in me, then I'm not my best me. Right. And so I'm unapologetic about taking care of me. And how do you do it? Discipline, accountability, putting accountability partners around you and teammates who will remind you, hey, did you PT? Hey, let's eat well. Let's drink enough water. Let's sleep. Let's take care of the social aspect, the mental, take a knee, all of those things.
Yeah.
I cannot emphasize it enough.
And what I think happens, Chief, is that, you know, we're all overachievers and we get overwhelmed even in just that concept because we think, okay, so there's four of them. I need to do 25% of each. Well, yeah. that life does not work that way. Sometimes you do 35% of one. And I don't do numbers, so I don't know what the numbers are going to turn out here. But sometimes you can do a little bit more mental stuff. Sometimes you can do a little bit more social stuff. The physical part, that I think you got to do every day, pretty much, you know. Although, you know, and I know you, as you're looking at me, you're saying, yeah, Chief, you're the ruggedly handsome Chief, so how do you do that? Well, I'm not going to give that secret away yet, but you know, some days I just don't feel like it. You get up tired or whatever. You don't want to do it. But I do something, a little bit. I work out 6 days a week. Normally 90 minutes every day, every one of those days. But sometimes it's just like yesterday. I just didn't feel like it, so I just walked a little bit. You know, just to move around, and that's really important as you get older, just to move around. Trust me, you know, that lubrication in between the joints and all that stuff, you got to keep working it. But nonetheless, I think that's what happens, Chief, is we have this perspective that I got to do each of those a lot. No, yeah. No, maybe 20 minutes and sometimes just 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but do a little bit every day and be systematic about it. You know, I'm up early and I just happen to get up at 3 every morning, but I have a couple hours of me time. Nobody bothers me. No, you know, that's just me time. And then I can do it a little bit. And, you know, not that everybody can do that or has the time, especially if you're a parent. You know, I don't have kids anymore here. But again, a little bit at a time, not 100%. You're not going to be able to do that or sustain it.
Yes. Hey, you know, part of taking care of yourself I often get the question about work-life balance, right? Like, how do you do that? And I would suggest that that's part of the taking care of you. You've heard many people say as of late, right? Like, it's hard to balance, right? If you think about a balance, you got to kind of have equal weights. And you just said, you made me think about it, because sometimes you're given 35 here and sometimes here. And so what we're saying now is you have to have work-life harmony, you know, so that it works together for you. And that's in all things, right? There's some days when, you know, I'm given 80%, you know, to work because I have to, because that's what's required of me. And then, for instance, maybe I need somebody else and help from those around me to give some of the rest, or, you know, so there's always kind of that give take and that harmony to make whatever is happening in your particular life situation happen. And the one last thing that I might say about the taking care of yourself piece is you also have to give yourself grace, right? Like, I again learned through trial and error, and I had to learn to give myself a break. And so, to your point, right, there's going to be times where I need to hit that snooze button because I just need sleep. And the best thing for me is some sleep instead of working out. But I think if you discipline yourself enough and have the integrity to do what's right, and, you know, that's the balance and the harmony piece that we've got to get at.
Yeah. And you mentioned it as well, Chief, that I'm a Covey guy, so we call this an accountability partner. It helps to have help. Help helps. That person or people that will tell you, hey, Chief, back off, or hey, honey, hey, mom, back off. Because, you know, we don't know that sometimes. We're just going so fast, we don't realize how fast we're going, which I think goes to the other topic that you wanted to talk about a little bit, is networking. You know, having a network, I think a family is a form of networking, and work friends and colleagues and all who are willing to help you out. I'll take that on. Let me do it. You got plenty to do, you know, and especially in your position, maybe not so much now, again, adjust, but you had 15 things to do and only time to do 3. Well, yeah. What about the other 12? You know, that's where I think networking helps a lot. The accountability partner helps a lot, that I'll take it. Let me do it. I got time. Let me do it. So what are your thoughts on that, Chief?
Again, glad that you wrote a chapter on networking, and remind me if I forget about the power of a cup of coffee, because I always think about that when I think of networking. Sometimes networking has a bad connotation because they feel like, oh, it's so transactional. But networking, if done right, is really focused on connectedness and who you are connected to for the goodness of kind of, you know, moving the ball, right? Like, as a senior NCO especially, and I would even offer, you know, as a young junior airman or as an NCO, one of our responsibilities to be able to get after the mission or to be able to be our best self is to connect and network with other people, because it's through the team that you can be better. Right? Like your power is a team sport, and you can't win by yourself. I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, by the way.
Well, wait. Okay. The Cowboys are still America's team. Okay, Chief, just so you remember that.
Okay. They don't win, but they can be. But you know, I talk about the Chiefs all the time, right? It doesn't matter how good Patrick Mahomes might be if the rest of the team is not working together to be able to get after the mission that they have to do. It doesn't matter how great you are. I wish somebody taught me this as a young NCO, because I think, you know, if you look back at Staff Sergeant Joe Bass, I probably wasn't a team player as much as I was focused on being a strong individual. And I didn't learn until probably senior NCO, going through some leadership development courses, where I started to learn about, you know, air power is a team sport and networking and connective tissue. Because as a senior NCO, you're not going to know everything. So you've got to go find out who's the NCO who's over in finance or MPF or the clinic or whatever it is, because you can't do it all yourself. And you have more power and ability to make it happen if maybe you don't know it, but you know the people who do know it, and that's the power of networking.
Yeah. Well, and I think what helps us, and at least the organizations that I've worked with, where it did help, is a sense of a common purpose.
Yes.
You know, I'm not there to get promoted. I'm there to accomplish the mission, to do whatever we're supposed to do, to grow us as a team. And when we do that, I think then we can. I'm not sure that the word is competition. Maybe it is, but we can be less competitive for those things, those accolades, those awards, and all that stuff. When we think about, hey, I'm here, and you know where it happens, Chief? I think overseas. When we're overseas, it's different. You know, we've got a mission. There's 80 of us, and we got to protect each other so we can do this mission. And that's a lot different than being back in the States for some odd reason. But but my sense is, if we all really focus on why are we here to begin with, maybe we can do that. Maybe we can connect better. You know, maybe we'll be more willing to help each other. Hey, I've got this, man. I know you need it, so here you go.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Hey, real quick, because I'll forget about that coffee piece, you know, when I think about networking. I always talk about the power of a cup of coffee. And it's connected to networking, too. You know, in some of the jobs that we have, like we've got to have the support and the cooperation from somebody else, not in your squadron, not in your group, not, you know, maybe not in your wing. Maybe they're at a higher headquarters or who knows. I remember sometimes as a junior NCO getting frustrated if I was trying to get after something and I was told no. And you're like, man, why is it no? They won't even hear me out, right? Like, they're closed-minded. And I learned the power of a cup of coffee. So before somebody might even get to a no, oftentimes, I'm like, hey, can we link up at you know, the coffee shop and grab a coffee? Let me get you a cup of coffee, right? There is something special about drinking a cup of coffee or tea or whatever everybody does, or breaking bread together.
Right.
That when you start to form that relationship, that connected tissue, and you network and you become more than just a person who's calling on the phone, there's actually a face to associate with it. My goodness happens. As senior NCO, as I learned that lesson, you know, again, it gets back to, we're not doing this to get promoted. We're doing it to, you know, move the ball on behalf of our airmen, on behalf of our squadron, our flight, our group. You know, when we focus on, it doesn't matter who gets the credit, just let's figure out how to make this happen. There is power in the relationships, genuine, good relationships, and being able to make the mission happen.
Yeah. And I think that idea of sitting together and at least talking leads to authenticity. You know, it's really, to me anyway, my experience has been, it's hard to really carry on a business conversation with a cup of coffee in your hand. You know, it's just about us. Let's talk about us. And then we can, you know, once we learn about us, what was the old saying? I think it was Abraham Lincoln who said, I don't like that person. I need to get to know him better.
That's good.
Perfect analogy. You know, that, yes, the reason I don't like that person probably is because I don't know much about him. You know, that it's he or she is an adversary when I don't even know that they are Cowboys fans. Look at
true.
My chair, Chief. Look at it.
I see it. You've got me. You know, I'm in a temporary place right now, so I don't have any Kansas City Chiefs stuff right now,
but
we might have to do this again, you know, during the fall.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it earlier because Jason Kelce, you know, is retiring, or he says he is. You never know till the season starts. But what a card! He's just an amazing guy. But I was just reading an article about him, and I've always asked, especially when I taught at the Air Force Academy, I always would ask the cadets, who is the most important person on the team, on a football team? And of course, the first one would say the quarterback, and you know, it goes on and on. And I contend that it's the center. Because the center has the ball more than anybody else. And if he messes up, however, it's over. It doesn't matter. You know, yeah, you got the Travis, you got the Brady, you got all of these guys, but they didn't get the ball. So the play is all over, which I think goes back to what you were saying. You know, those people, the best way to be a team is to connect with all of them. That center, and in my, you can almost think that the center is going to be played by the youngest airman in our squadron. And if that's the case, okay. But make sure you take care of that youngest airman, because he has the ball or she has the ball, and you're not going to go anywhere without it.
Yeah. You know what? We're about to like go into sports analogies, which again, I love. I'm married to a guy who watches ESPN like 24/7. But you know, some of the things that I think about too is the value of utility players. Every player matters, and they've got to play their position. But you know, I would offer in today's military, or even if you're not in the military and you know work in corporate America, there is value in utility players, people who, when you've got to help somebody else get after the things that they need to do, you're able to pick that up, right? If you know, I'm a softball mom. Anytime my girls were playing whatever position, first or third, I'm like, hey, if your coach ever needs you because maybe a player's down to play second or short or whatever, right? Like, you got to be ready. And so I would offer and suggest that in a time like this, where the challenges that we have as a nation, and we have a lot of challenges, it requires a strong military, it requires a strong Air Force that is ready for any challenge. And we are going to need utility players who understand what position we're going to have to play, regardless of where the coach puts us.
Yes, yes. And also be looking out to see where we can fit in, I think.
Yeah.
You know, take the initiative. If there's something that needs to get done, go do it. Don't wait to be told. Especially don't wait to be told by the boss. We need to get it done. Let's get it done. Got a few more minutes, Chief. What's your best advice for a brand new chief? Here's Chief Joanne Bass has put on the stripe 3 days ago. What's the best advice for her?
Have fun. Like, right. Like, and I don't say that in context of, hey, life's, you know, just kind of a game, have fun only. But I would offer, right, like your career goes fast. Take it from somebody like me who just retired 4 weeks ago. Take it from Bob Vasquez who says, right, like life is short. Your career goes by fast. You've got to be deliberate with the time that you have. And you have to have fun while you're at it. If you're not going into work kind of, you know, in your mind, just skipping and knowing it's going to be a great day, right, then something's wrong. And that's a matter of mindset. And so what I would say is, you know, have fun while you are serving in our Air Force as a brand new chief. I have buckets of advice. I don't think I have one piece of advice.
We'll have you back.
It's have fun. It's be deliberate about your time. It's give yourself grace because you're not going to know it all. But know that you have people all around you who want you to succeed. You have senior chiefs that are around you who want you to succeed. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. And so maybe you don't feel like the advice is pouring in, but how about you set up an appointment or a meeting to go meet up with somebody and ask their advice on certain things. And so I would say, you know, go reach out and find people. And it's not just senior chiefs. You know, some of the most influential people from my career, actually, I can't even pinpoint it to a certain demographic, because I was about to say is a lot of my bosses and the officer corps that poured into me and helped give me a perspective that maybe I didn't know. That's one thing. But I would offer, I also learned a ton from junior airmen as we did kind of a reverse mentoring at times, because there were things that I didn't see because I'm a little bit older and more experienced. And so, let me get organized a little bit. Have fun. But a couple things. Never quit learning. You know, you're never too young to lead. You're never too old to learn. Never forget where you came from, Chief. And if you really think about it, some of y'all might actually be like, I don't believe I'm a chief. Well, remember, there's airmen all around you who can't see themselves as that. Your job is to help lead and grab the potential in all of them so that they can perform to their very best. And never forget why you do what you do. There's going to be tough times. I wear a bracelet here on behalf of A1C Liz Jacobson. She was a female defender who paid the ultimate sacrifice. But when times were rough, I would always remember, like, why do I do what I do? And so anyway, I know I gave you a basket full of stuff, and I could go on, but it's really hard to ever narrow it down to one thing.
Indeed, Jeez. Indeed. Well, and you know that I've written a couple of books, so maybe we need to write, So You Want to Be the Chief, Part 2.
Let's do
I'll challenge you with that, but not yet. Take a break.
My hands.
Well, thank you, Chief, again, for your service and for being who you are. You've touched a lot of people. I think you kind of figured that out. But, I know a lot of people, and they're always saying great things about you. Best of luck in everything. Take care of yourself first, always, so that you can be around for a couple more decades, or three or four more decades, because you're a youngster. You haven't even started yet. But But anyway, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help you out in however you need it. So if you need help from any of us, please give us a call, and we'll take care of you, because you've been taking care of us.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief. Hey, it honors me to spend this time with you. I'm honored to be part of your Air Force family. And I really hope that the folks that are listening to this, the folks that are reading your book, are all able to just pour into themselves, take care of themselves, connect with one another. We're meant to be connected to each other as part of a greater military community to go out and make a difference. So thanks for the difference that you're making, Chief.
Indeed, indeed. Well, take care. God bless you. And we'll see each other again sometime soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you've gained something from this episode that will empower you to become a more effective leader. If you'd like to connect with us, please do so via our website at leadershipandforesight.org. The book, So You Want to Be the Chief, is available on Amazon.com and on Apple Books. This podcast is powered by the Institute for Leadership and Strategic Foresight.